Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development, where I create actionable content that you can try before you hit the sack tonight. So, how are you doing? It's been a while since I've talked to you, and I've missed you. Can you feel the buzz in the air? 2016 is so close, and there's so much content out there on making goals, making changes, and I will have an episode as well on changing habits. And I need to give a shout out to Ash. Thank you, Ash, for requesting an episode on this topic. But as I come to the end of 2015, I am wanting to encourage you and myself to reflect and to be grateful. So that's our topic for today's actionable tip. It's gratitude lists. And I'm going to give you my gratitude list, five things I'm grateful for. However, I want to give you a few seconds right now. Yeah, really, right now for you to come up with a gratitude list. So five things you're grateful for. Ready? Go. Were you able to come up with five? I know, I really put you on the spot there. So you shared your five. Here's my five. And these are related to this podcast because I think the best opportunity to share my gratitude list would be with my audience. So, and that actually takes me to number one. I am so grateful for you. This is the year that I opened things up more and started talking with you and to you and got more consistent with the podcast. And yeah, it was a big year, actually. And the number of you who have reached out to me, who've emailed me, is quite small compared to the number of downloads. But I'm not complaining. I really am encouraged every time you subscribe, every time you hit play. It's a clear message to me that what I'm doing is valuable and helping you in some way. And so there's actually over 80 countries that I get downloads from. So I can't name every country, but I do want to name a few just to say thank you and to give you a sense of the community that's coming to Affirmation Pod. So as you can imagine, the big four countries who download are the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia. But there are downloads. And so thank you to those of you listening in Germany, Israel, Japan, India. Thank you to those of you following Affirmation Pod in Sweden, China, Italy, Brazil. And those of you who have been listening and subscribing from New Zealand, Turkey, Vietnam, Poland, Luxembourg, Sudan, Portugal, Pakistan, Ghana, Armenia, Greece, Argentina, Russia, Belgium, Peru, St. Kitts, Trinidad and Tobago, Lithuania, Egypt. It's very humbling and it's very cool, and I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you. You are at the top of the gratitude list for this podcast.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a four-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today.
My number two item is I'm grateful for the rebrand. So for those of you who don't know, this podcast used to be called Affirmations for Healthy Living, and that podcast actually is still out there. It's still on iTunes. And I'm grateful for the rebrand to Affirmation Pod because it was time. It was time for a fresh start. It was time to go to the next chapter. And I'm super grateful it happened because it kind of feels like I graduated from one level of podcasting to another level. And this kind of represents it. So not to say I couldn't have done the graduating without changing the brand and the name, but something with that ritual and the process, it just makes it all come together even more mentally, I guess, for me. So thankful for you. Thankful for the rebrand. This kind of ties into the rebrand, but I'm thankful for the new website because when I look back at this year, it was actually March when I started thinking about redesigning the website because April was what was called mobile get-in. And all that means is that Google was going to rank websites higher that are mobile friendly, which means that you can see them nicely on your tablet and your smartphone, not just on a desktop. And well, because I made Affirmations for Healthy Living a while back, I didn't have a mobile friendly website. So that kind of got the wheels turning about, okay, I better get on this, having a mobile friendly website, because many people are on smartphones and tablets now. And it makes sense. There's more mobile phones in the world than there are toilets. So I'm grateful for the website coming together, and I needed help with that. So I'm grateful for my VA. He helped me so much with so many different elements of it, and he gave his input and suggestions. So thank you to Kim. He's finished his project, so he's not working for me now, but this was the year that I rebranded, and this was the year the new website came out and that I hired a VA to help me with that. So I'm grateful for these experiences, and I'm grateful for making it happen. Number four, I'm grateful for the Facebook group. So part of the rebrand, part of everything, I started a Facebook group, and anytime, and I haven't done this enough, and I actually have suggested to myself to commit to doing this more in 2016, is anytime I've asked for some feedback, if I'm not sure about an episode or how to, what I want to, where exactly I want to take it, the Facebook group, you have been so helpful, such a brain trust, and you've been like the wind beneath my wings. I appreciate you more than you know. And I really want to use you more because of how valuable you are to me. You're like my focus group. You're my audience who's very eager to give feedback and to give suggestions and to help out. And I don't regret at all creating a Facebook group, as you can hear. So thank you. And if anybody wants to join the Facebook group, just go to affirmationpod.com/Facebook, and that'll take you to where you can join the group. And so number one, grateful for you. Wherever you are in the world, thank you for listening and hanging out with me. Number two, I'm grateful for the rebrand, just a fresh start with the podcast. I'm grateful for the website and the help of my VA this year. I'm grateful for the Facebook group, number four. And number five, this is, I'm kind of going macro here, but I'm grateful for podcasting, the medium. I love listening to podcasts. So I really enjoy podcasting. I think I enjoy listening to podcasts and consuming podcasts even more. I mean, that's why I got into podcasting. And it's interesting because some of you have shared very deeply the impact that this podcast has had in your life and how it's helped you through some rough and tough and hellish times. And I think that's one lesson. This isn't a gratitude list thing, but this is a lesson I'm taking away from this year, is I really underestimated the impact a podcast can have, which is interesting because podcasts have impacted me and influenced me, but I just didn't see it the other way where I could impact and influence. So I adore podcasting. I'm grateful because this is the year that I actually was also contracted to help a branch of my local government launch a podcast. And that was a very cool experience. I also created an ebook where I curated some podcast episodes. And I need to give Pam a shout out here because she called me out saying, hey, in episode 36, you said after the Affirmations for Entrepreneurs episode, there'd be an announcement. And I think I just went on to Affirmations for Parenting Young Children, which of course is not what I had said. So here, I listened to, actually my favorite podcasts to listen to are podcasts on podcasting. So yes, that definitely is a great tell that I love podcasts. I listen to sports podcasts. I listen to business podcasts. And my ebook is actually a guide where I've curated business podcasts that are for somebody who just wants to start out in online business. So it's not a book on how to hire a VA. It's not a book on how to run Facebook ads. It's the basics. So it's how to know your idea will work, how to pick a domain name, how to set up a website, how to set it up so you can make money on your website, how to put graphics on your website, things like that. So if you're interested in checking that out, it's businesspodcastguide.com. And if you're interested in purchasing it, use the promo code podcast to get 40% off. So to recap, 5 things on my gratitude list. 1, you for being part of the Affirmation Pod family. 2, the rebrand of Affirmations for Healthy Living to Affirmation Pod. 3, the new website and the help of my VA, Kim. 4, the Affirmation Pod Facebook group. 5, podcasting. So grateful for podcasting. So now that I've given you my 5 things I'm grateful for regarding this podcast, I now want to give you 5 tips for incorporating gratitude lists into your life. The first is, and it's a great way to start off your day, making a gratitude list in your head. Doesn't have to be out loud or on paper. After your eyes open in the morning, before your feet hit the floor. So at some point, before you get out of bed, just 5 things. And it could be making a list like you did earlier, or it could be being a bit more elaborate like I just did. So that's 1, when you wake up. 2, before you check your smartphone. And it's also a way to ground yourself and connect a bit with yourself, your soul, before you start going into cyberspace and sometimes getting a little lost there. That'll be part of that's going to be a future episode. 3, you can make a gratitude list while you're driving or while you're on the subway or on the bus. And I want to share one special story because most of the time when I make gratitude lists, it is in my journal, in my head, out loud, or with my husband. But there was one time when I was going to a speaking gig that I needed to drive a fair ways to, and it was on the highway. The mountain was on my right. The water was on my left. It was a beautiful autumn day. I had reached the point where the radio reception was done. And instead of playing a CD, I decided to make a gratitude list. And I often, depends. Sometimes I do count my items as I go. Sometimes I don't. This was like super, 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 super special time. It wasn't something I planned. I didn't even plan like, oh, today while I drive there, I'm going to make a gratitude list. It was something natural to do because I've made many gratitude lists while driving. But I started making a gratitude list and I was counting the items. And I'm going to say part of it was being in nature, seeing nature. It was just seeing the water. I kept going and going and going with my list. And it ended up being over 100 things. And I really like, you know, when you're in the zone, like it really was not like I was reaching for, thinking for, grasping for something to be grateful for. It was like things were just flowing out of me and I was just grateful for everything it felt like. And I kept going all the way to my destination till I parked my car. So I remember that as a very special time. Now, that is going to be such a rare thing. And it's, like I say, something you can't plan. But when you have that practice of making gratitude lists, that builds it up so that something like that could happen. So yeah, while you're sitting on the bus, while you're on the subway, you can, in your head, simply just make a list. Nobody knows what you're doing.
This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their Classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How much socializing works best for you? Some of you need to socialize for work. For others of you, maybe it's some things related to your kids or your parents that require you to socialize, maybe in contexts that you wouldn't normally want to. One thing I love about seeing my BetterHelp therapist is that I can reflect on and debrief social situations, including my own insecurities or the stories I tell myself about something that happened. I often catch myself thinking, oh, they must think I'm so, and then fill in the blank. I can examine these thoughts in therapy and correct or adjust these thoughts as I need to because they do affect how I feel about myself, my confidence. If you've been wanting to become more aware of yourself and to work on areas where you feel stuck, consider therapy. And with BetterHelp, you can get started with 10% off your first month. They make it easy to schedule, or if you have to, reschedule your appointments. You get started by filling out a quick questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. You can also switch therapists at any time with no extra charge. Come find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
All right, so that's number three. Number four is when you're going for a walk. Even if you're going with a friend, you can make a gratitude list. I've done that where I've said to a friend, hey, I want to make a gratitude list because I like to make gratitude lists. And it's like, okay. And you just name 5 things, just like you did earlier. You name 5 things and then you just keep talking about whatever you wanted to talk about on your walk. So that's number four. And number five, which you could probably guess, is making the list in bed before you go to sleep. And my husband and I often do this. And here's how it works for us. He names 5 things. I name 10. And for him, he names 5. If he has to name more than 5, he's forcing it. It's not really meaningful anymore. He's just doing it because he has to name this many. Now, once in a while, like actually this week, he named like 12 things. He didn't know at the time I was making an episode on gratitude lists. And for me, I make 10 now, and I limited it at 10 because there were times where I would name like 25. And I realized, you know what? I'm going to just name 10 because after around 10, he tunes out. And that's not meaningful anymore because this is something we're doing together. It's not my own thing. So yeah, it's 5 for him, 10 for me. And that kind of is the sweet spot for us to connect and to pay attention. To sum it up, here are my 5 tips for times when you can make a gratitude list. 1, when you wake up after your eyes open before your feet touch the floor. 2, before you check your smartphone. 3, driving or on the subway or on the bus. 4, when you're going for a walk, even if it's with a friend. And 5, in bed before you go to sleep. So my friends, that's my actionable tip for this week, gratitude lists. I don't have many announcements for this week, except to say that Journaling Pod, my online course on how to journal effectively and consistently, is still available on presale because I'm not done yet. And I want to mention that I have 12 guided journaling MP3s, which have accompanying PDFs to go with them. And one of them does feature gratitude lists. If you want to find out more about Journaling Pod, head over to journalingpod.com. The website for this podcast is affirmationpod.com. And if you just want to send me your gratitude list, like 5 things you're grateful for, you can email me, josie@affirmationpod.com, josie@affirmationpod.com. Oh, and I guess I should mention, since we're at the end of the year, I know some podcasts are taking a break for a week or two because of the holidays. I actually am planning on continuing every week. So you can expect something from Santa and something from me. If you've been good, you can expect something from Santa. And if you've been good or not, you will expect still an episode from me next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you again. You are on the top of my list because it's so rewarding as a stay-at-home mom to know that I'm still able to help people around the world as I, do my mommy duties when I'm not recording and editing and uploading and stuff like that. So thank you so much for connecting in. This is again Josie from Affirmation Pod, your home for personal development. Bye for now.
And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.